Corporate might makes technology right. One of the things that horrifies me is the power of the mass media for propaganda. That if you repeat something, I've heard it said that public relations firms understand that the magic time is about a month, that if you flood the airwaves with some idea, you can get people to say, up is up. And then if you flood the airwaves with the opposite message, it takes about a month for all those same people to now be saying up is down. You can't do it in 3 days. You can't do it in a week. It takes about a month of repetition of mass flooding. And there has never at any time been such a mass consolidation and a mass control of public opinion in the hands, but they aren't hands because they're corporations, in the, under the control of so few economic, social, and cultural entities. And this is both terrifying and leads to something that we have seen so many times where, do you remember when there was a discussion of whether GMOs could be dangerous? And then all of a sudden, whoosh, suddenly GMOs are in everything and we're arguing about whether we should label them or whether they should be labeled. We're not going to get to label them, whether they should be labeled. We see this right now. There are discussions of whether so-called sex dolls are immoral, which I don't, sex is the wrong word. They're just masturbation tools, whether these, and what's going to happen is that with the power of the pornography industry, whoosh, it's going to push past and suddenly they'll be accepted. And so we have GMOs, we have nanotechnology, which for a while was discussed and then whoosh, it's there. So there's this, you know, when telephones were first introduced, there was tremendous opposition to them and it got pushed and it's gone. That discussion's gone. And this happens with every new technology. It's the same thing. There was a discussion for a little while and then all concerns are overridden by the power of mass propaganda. And that takes, might is not merely in the form of a fist to the face or, as George Orwell said, a boot stamping on a human face forever. It is also takes the form of incessant propaganda, incessantly paid for. The message is the same again and again and again until GMOs are okay, until nanoparticles are okay, until pesticides are okay, until any abomination is okay, until the murder of the planet's okay, until solar power is clean and green, until hydropower is clean and green, until biomass is clean and green. It doesn't matter. Until up is down, down is up. So corporate right makes technology right to a large mass of people, no matter its effects on them as individuals and on society.